There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
Hi, everyone. Today I want to talk about indicators and how all of you are using them. You should be using the new leading hybrid indicators, but most of you are still using MACD or stochastics or other older indicators. They are fine, but most of those indicators were written and designed for an entirely different market than we have today. And you have to keep up with the times. You could be driving an old car that is not as safe, that uses more gas, has a lot of repairs that you have to spend on it. But most of you are driving a newer car that has safety features, that has GPS and all the good things that you need because it is safer, lower gas, lower expenses. Overall, it's just a better deal for you. You need to think about your charts and charting software. You need to think about your indicators, your candlesticks, and everything, just like it is your vehicle in which you get around the stock market. There are so many similarities between trying to drive in rush hour traffic and trying to trade the stock market with 9 different market participant groups that you are oblivious are there. And oftentimes when you lose money, it's because you are not aware of the direction the larger lots are taking the stock. If the large lots are buying a stock and you think you want to sell it short, the power of their buying hundreds of thousands of shares over a period of time will move that stock up because they're drawing liquidity out. If you're buying and they're selling because you've been told to buy on a dip and the market is actually trending down but you're not paying attention, their selling is going to eventually cause the stock to fall because no one is buying the stock in relation to how many are selling. The large lots, the dark pools, and the HFTs and the professional traders and corporations create a lot of momentum in the market. When they are not in the market is called a void. That's my term for it. And what happens is my market condition analysis scans study all the different variables of the market. Tell me that there's a void. What that means is dark pools are not buying. Pro traders are not buying. There's a pause in the automated order processing that goes on the professional side. Indicators are what primarily I'm using in a lot of the analysis that I do. And what I'm saying is, where the heck are the large lots? Where are the giant dark pools, the buy-side institutions, the sell-side institutions, and the big derivatives developers of ETFs? Are you aware that ETFs now constitute about 15% of the market activity? That is a lot compared to what it used to be. Are you aware that dark pools transactions account for nearly 40% of all the activity on the market? 40%. What they do matters. You can't just ignore them. You can't just see a candlestick or a MACD crossover and go, oh boy, I'm going to buy this stock because I see that MACD crossover and that's going to make me rich. It's not, because you have to understand if that MACD crossover is actually a viable crossover for you to use or not. You have to use more analytics than you used to, and you need to have them all in your charts so that you can manage the driving in this very crowded, very complicated stock market. It is not hard to learn how to identify who you're trading with and who you're trading against, who created that candlestick, who is driving price? How much volume is behind it? All of those things that you need to ask before you ever buy or sell short. These are things that we teach at Technitrader. I was asked recently, what's the difference between Technitrader and other companies that are selling indicators? Well, I don't sell indicators. I am not an indicator writer. Most of the people out there who are trying to teach you indicators are indicator writers. And most of the indicator writers are not professional traders or professional investors. They are mathematicians. The McClellan Oscillator is an awesome tool. It was written by a woman, and her husband marketed it and sold it as the McClellan Oscillator. They were not professional traders, but they had a very awesome tool, and they taught people how to use it. John Bollinger is a CFA and CMT. He has extensive market knowledge. He wrote the Bollinger Bands. He is a mathematician by trade, and he's very, very good at explaining how they work. Gerald Apple was also a mathematician. Most of the indicators that are written, like MACD, were written by mathematicians or quantitative analysts or people who were trying to create an indicator that would do something. A lot of these early indicators were written for the professional side and then eventually moved to the retail side. They were written for sell-side institutions such as banks who wanted to track activity. Every indicator written is designed for a specific market condition. There are six main market conditions. Some indicators are good in all market conditions, and those are the indicators I teach. I have five essential indicators I call the hybrid leading indicators because I have customized them and tailored them to work in most market conditions so that you can use them as one unit and one tool. However, just learning the indicators or just trying to get the tools that we have is not going to make you successful in the market. I can hand out those indicators all day long and it wouldn't make a bit of difference in how successful retail traders are. What makes my students exceptionally successful and more consistently successful than any other group of retail traders is the fact that we have the best education anywhere, because it is not just an indicator, it's not just a candlestick, it's not just a strategy or a trading system or red light, green light or MACD crossover or overbought, oversold or supply and demand. Those are all parts and pieces of a much bigger picture that you have to understand. And it is fun to learn. I have never had a student that said that they didn't enjoy learning what I taught. In fact, they're fascinated by it because I give them information they never hear from anybody else because I am a professional from the buy side. And I understand the markets and I keep up with the markets. I'm not an indicator writer or a mathematician. I am an educator by trade and I'm a professional. So I look at the broad market and I see what's going on and I give my students the tools and the education they need to be successful. Just having an indicator or just learning what the indicator writer wanted you to use it for is not enough. What is that indicator comprised of? Is it price and time, volume and time, or price, time, and quantity? And how is that variably used? Is it a comparative? Is it a momentum? You need to understand what the indicator is designed to do so that you know what it is telling you. A MACD crossover is just one tiny piece of the process. In a momentum market, which we had in 2017 and early 2018, MACD works very well. Now all of you who are using MACD are going, I can't get this thing to work. Why isn't it working? I don't understand. What's wrong? Well, studies of MACD over many, many, many years have proven this fact about MACD. It was written and designed for a momentum market moving out of a bottom. That's where it works best. It fails dismally when the market turns down and you need to sell short. It doesn't provide the proper signals. It also is a lagging indicator today in the modern market because it doesn't include any volume or quantity. It's strictly price over price. It is a momentum price indicator. It is not an oscillator, so it doesn't work as well in trading range market conditions. Stochastic is designed for that, or RSI, which is even better. But even they do not provide a complete picture. You're missing one of the most important aspects of the market right now. And that is, where are the large lots? Where are the dark pools? Where are they trading? How often are they trading? Are they in quiet accumulation? Is there just a few of them? Are they rotating out of the stock? The stock is going to move up in price even while they're lowering their inventories. The stock price is going to stay stuck in a bottom even while they're accumulating. You can't use price oscillators or momentum price indicators and expect to find the dark pools. And if somebody is telling you that a momentum price indicator or price oscillator is going to be an indicator that's going to tell you there are dark pools there, they are dead wrong and they're teaching you something wrong. You have to be careful because there's a lot of training out there that is not based in professional education and professional market knowledge. A lot of it is just retailers teaching retailers. And that's the blind leading the blind. Leading hybrid indicators are rare. They're not common because they haven't yet become popular with retail traders. They will, as more and more traders realize they can't trade without them and be successful. There are 6 different market conditions, and each of those market conditions is controlled differently by different market participants. And each market participant has a different kind of order type, a different routing type, a different venue, a different lot size, different reasons for buying and selling that stock. You have got to understand what's going on in the market. I know you want something simple and easy, and what I teach is simple and easy, but it also gives you an understanding that gives you a phenomenal amount of knowledge that you need in order to be successful. You cannot be successful with a basic strategy, with a MACD strategy, or with a Bollinger Band squeeze strategy. It's not enough. And most of these indicator writers admit willingly that their indicator is useful for a certain thing, but it's not intended to be a complete analysis. Now, the retail traders who are teaching the retail traders who don't know anything are telling you that's all you need to know because that's all they know because they never learned the professional way. You will never be successful in the market in a consistent basis. And I know that somebody is now using my terminology. I have been saying how to invest and trade for consistent success for over 20 years. Now, some of my competitors are using that phrase. It isn't one that I could trademark. I wished I could have, but they don't teach what I teach. They teach what they were teaching in the 90s in a totally different market. I keep everything current. I bring you the new stuff that you need to know to understand what is going on in the market right now. They don't have a clue. There are so many people that come to me and say, gosh, Marshall, I wished I'd found you earlier. I wished I hadn't taken all those other courses. And I say, there is knowledge in those courses. And they said, yes, but it cost me $50,000. And I said, no course should cost you $50,000. Do not get caught up in the hype and hoopla of a high-profile get-rich-quick scheme. They're out there. And those people are not traders. They are salesmen. Ask for their credentials. Are they a CFA? Are they a CMT? Are they even a stockbroker? Most stockbrokers don't know how to trade stocks. They are given a list of stocks, and they are told to sell those stocks and get on the phone or email and get people to buy them. Retail brokers are the same way. They just provide the service of buying and selling stocks to you. They're not involved in learning how to trade or teaching you to trade, and most of them don't want to teach you how to trade. They just want you to trade, because that's how they make money. Financial planners often are not traders or investors. They are financial planners. They have these layouts of portfolios that they're given by their company, and they're told to sell these certain mutual funds to you because that's what is in inventory to sell to you. They're salesmen. You have to be careful about who you select to get your education from. Most of the people out there are not SEC approved. Most of them are retail traders who were not successful, who are now trying to teach you their strategy because they weren't successful trading stocks. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I do it because in my retirement, I have to have a purpose, and it gives me a purpose. We are becoming a financial-based economy at an accelerated pace. It's exponential at this point. And the middle class of America will be left behind if you do not learn what you need to know. If you keep making the same mistakes that your parents and your grandparents made in terms of investing and trading, you will find it very hard to maintain a middle-class income. The technologies that are coming to market are stunning in scope in terms of the job losses that are going to occur in the most popular jobs in America today. If you don't get your act together and learn how to trade short-term and invest long-term in a manner that's going to make you financially independent, where you do not have to rely upon a job or a wage or a salary for everything, you will be left behind. And think about your children. They're heading off to college, some of them, or they will be in a few years. Will their job that you're spending $50,000 to $500,000 education to get them, is that going to be a job that even exists in 5 years? The financial markets are at the helm of this revolution of new technology, and you know nothing about it because you're stuck watching a retail trader teach you how to use MACD. You're stuck watching a strategy for an option trade that was written in the 90s. You're trusting people with your hard-earned money without understanding their background and what they are capable of helping you with and what they're not capable of helping you with. What sets Technotrader apart from everyone else is it's an absolutely complete education. Everything you need to know is in the Methodology Essentials course. It's a complete education, and no one else has that. My indicators that I teach are important, but they're just one small aspect. Just getting the indicator tools will not help you unless you have the complete education. Think about it. We have an evolution going on in new technologies that are changing the financial markets forever. Are you going to be trading like it's 1999, or are you going to come to Technotrader, talk to one of my curriculum advisors, find out what we need to do to fill in the holes of your education, because yes, what you have will be a benefit to you and will be useful to you, but you have gargantuan holes in your education, and they're going to whack you big time. Every indicator out there has a purpose and use. All of them are good indicators. Some of them are more popular than others because they are easier to see what they're supposed to do. But that doesn't make them more reliable. It just makes it easier to read. It's like when you are a child and you read your first grade school book. It's easy to read, but that doesn't mean that you could go over to the library and read a book about physics or a novel or a story about history, because you don't have all the words, you don't have all the compound sentences and everything else you need to understand. It's just the beginning. You have a small teaspoonful of what you need to know. Technotrader has the only complete course on the stock market anywhere. Everything else is just an indicator or just a candlestick, or just a strategy for options or a strategy for stock trading. It is not a complete trading process. It is not a complete education that teaches you everything you need to know to be consistently successful. You cannot be consistently successful learning an option strategy or two or three And you can spend $8,000. You can spend $20,000. You can spend $50,000. And you will still only have a group of strategies. And you won't have a complete trading process. And you will not be successful. So if you're ready to start becoming consistently successful, if you're ready to be financially independent, if you are ready to earn the income and have the money that you need to move into the future, visit Technitrader, check out our Methodology Essentials courses, choose one that you think is best for you, then give us a call and we'll walk you through whether or not that course will help you. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's our radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.